The citronella candle is useless. And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning.
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on, mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke, no smell?
That's it. Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Pakistan facing an election. However, I welcome Arif Rafiq of Globally News to report on the man who appears not to be a significant factor from the outside because he's detained. He's in jail. He's charged with crimes of corruption. His name is Imran Khan, the previous prime minister before one prime ministership ago, and extremely popular as an athlete once upon a time. But now, Arif, I read your report, and it says that the jailed former prime minister, cricket superstar, enjoys a 60% approval rating. This after at least a year of campaigning against the government, disrupting order in major cities, and speaking very poorly of the Pakistani army. What explains his approval rating continuing to go up? Good evening to you, Arif.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on. Well, Imran Khan has defied the laws of political gravity in Pakistan. He's behind bars right now. And since May, the military has gone into overdrive seeking to dismantle his party. And they forced defections from the senior ranks. They forced people to join other parties or resign from his party. So his party, known as the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or PTI, is really a shell of itself, former self. And despite all this, Khan's popularity has grown, and it's grown since last year when he was removed from power through a vote of no confidence in the parliament that was facilitated by the army. And he's risen in popularity because he's developed this very powerful narrative in Pakistan that leverages the public opposition to corruption, their disdain for corruption, and their dissatisfaction with failed governance, with a sort of a nationalistic narrative opposing foreign interference, including by the United States and Pakistan. So he's managed to kind of lump everyone else together into one basket. That includes the military as well as all other political parties. And so this narrative that's been generated is Khan versus the rest. So that includes the United States, that includes the major political parties, as well as the military. And as he's developed this narrative, the state of governance in the country and the quality of life for ordinary Pakistanis has deteriorated. So the country was hit by catastrophic floods last year. The government handled it abysmally. Inflation has been sky high since last year, and it remains above 30%. And the government came to power saying on the basis that they would reform the economy and reform governance. And they've actually done quite poorly. And so his narrative combined with the failure of those who replaced him to actually improve the lives of ordinary Pakistanis has given him a second lease on life since being removed from power last year.
The army made him. The army removed him. The army is now threatened by him. Why? What is it that he does that the army is unhappy about? Or at least at one point they thought, yes, he's the choice, and now they don't.
Yeah, and this is what we see in Pakistani history, that the army creates these sort of political frontmen that end up, severing themselves from the military, or the military pushes them away, and they become sort of, Frankenstein monsters that end up haunting the army. So we saw that with Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, who ended up founding a populist party in the late 1960s, early 70s, and he was ultimately executed by a military dictator who overthrew him. And the same goes for Nawaz Sharif, who's one of Khan's opponents. He was actually, his political career was made by an intelligence officer in the Pakistani military, and he ended up being overthrown by the military two or three times. And so what happens is the general pattern is, and we've seen this with Khan, is that ultimately when a civilian actor may come to power, rise through the ranks as a result of military patronage, but ultimately they get a mind of their own. And Khan did not align with the military in terms of foreign policy. He did not support, giving the U.S. Basing rights or overflight rights as it pertained to the war in Afghanistan. So he, assumed a very defiant posture in that respect. And ultimately, he intruded on the military's core domain, which is security and foreign policy. And that's when the military decided to make a shift. So they brought in what was then the opposition into power, seeking to replace Khan. But they thought he would just fade away. But instead, he's become this kind of nightmare that haunts them even from prison.
This series of bombings in these last days on the Prophet's birthday, Balochistan and the Northwest provinces, does that enter into this calculation? Is Khan identified as more secure or less secure as the army or its choice of the future government? Are they held accountable for these bombings?
These attacks take place in a part of Pakistan that is sparsely populated and physically remote from its economic centers and population centers, and really remote politically as well. And unfortunately, this has been going on for years. So it reflects a kind of a different part of Pakistan that is forgotten by much of the country, and is only remembered when these mass casualty attacks take place. So this is a different reality that is kind of disconnected from what one could call mainland Pakistan, both economically as well as politically and socially.
What would a Khan return to the prime ministership mean? I mean, he's only the prime minister. He has a party. He has an opposition. What does he represent to the army if the worst case scenario, he finds a way to get out of jail and get elected?
For some of the senior officials in the army, he's an existential threat, because if he comes to power, he would seek some kind of retribution from those who, one, were responsible in the assassination attempt on him last year, those who have been behind these leaks of his own, related to his own personal life, and those who have interfered in the political process. So many of these senior officials would fear some kind of legal retribution if he returns to power. So that's why in many respects, what we have is a zero-sum game between Khan and the current senior brass of the military. And that's why, that's why the state of elections is very tenuous, because based on the latest public opinion poll data, it looks like Khan could return to power if there are free and fair elections. And so for the army, I don't think they want that to happen.
The elections could have been November. We're now told the last week of January. The army is in charge of this process. How long can they wait for an election? Indefinitely?
Well, constitutionally, they're supposed to take place in November. And so they're inventing their own sort of laws and norms, and they have the ability to kind of just pressure people into accepting, this indefinite delay of the elections. But there's going to be increased pressure, especially from foreign actors. And so I don't know how long it can go on. The military has the ability to kind of make excuses and invent new realities through insecurity and other tools. And I think my understanding is that they really don't want the elections to take place. So I think what we'll see is a kind of a week by week struggle in which the military tries to float, the idea of delaying elections further. And it ultimately depends on the effectiveness of the pressure of foreign actors to get the military to allow these elections to take place.
Arif Rafiq of Globally News. I'm John Beck.
Migraine makes me miss out on the moments that matter. So I asked my doctor about saying yep to Vyepti, eptinezumab JJMR, an IV infusion given every 3 months that helps prevent migraine attacks in adults.
Don't take if allergic to Vyepti. Get help right away for allergic reactions like rash, swelling of face, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble breathing, hives, or facial redness. Tell your doctor about increased blood pressure or color changes, pain or numbness in fingers or toes. Common side effects are stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and allergic reactions.
Tap the ad to see how many migraine-free days you might reclaim and see the full prescribing information at Vyepti.com.
Say yep to Vyepti.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together. From sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs. And best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5. Featuring more connection.
Hey Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.